Illinois lawmakers have taken the first step toward eliminating the office of lieutenant governor. I'm Amanda Vinicky with NPR Illinois, and here's more on a proposed amendment to the state constitution that estimates show could save $1.6 million a year. The lieutenant governor doesn't actually have to do much. The Constitution vaguely says whoever holds the office shall perform the duties delegated to him by the governor. This year, the lieutenant governor is actually a her, Evelyn Sanguinetti. She led a local government consolidation task force. Of course, Sanguinetti's major constitutionally prescribed duty is to be ready to take the place of the governor should Bruce Rauner resign, die, or be impeached.
It's always been an insurance policy, but I think it's well past the point of insurance.
That's Representative Jack Franks, a Marengo Democrat who voted in favor of nixing the office.
We're on a lifeboat and we can't keep everything.
Although the proposal passed a committee unanimously, lawmakers raised concerns. Without a light gov, the attorney general would be next in line. Currently, that's Lisa Madigan, a Democrat and daughter of Republican Governor Rauner's political nemesis, House Speaker Michael Madigan. I'm Amanda Vinicky.